When I think of the last decade of Broadway, one title towers above all others, Hamilton. Premiering in 2015, Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical about Alexander Hamilton did more than retell history. It redefined what Broadway could sound like, look like, and mean to audiences. It fused hip-hop, R&B, pop, and traditional show tunes into a groundbreaking production that became a cultural milestone. This is the story of how Hamilton transformed Broadway and the world around it. The origins of Hamilton reach back to 2008, when Miranda, already acclaimed for In the Heights, picked up Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton. While reading, he discovered a story of ambition, legacy, and resilience. Here was an immigrant born into poverty who fought his way into the heart of American history. For Miranda, Hamilton's life mirrored the drive and struggle of modern America. He began writing a rap about Hamilton, which he performed at the White House in 2009. The video spread online, and people laughed in surprise at the concept. But Miranda was serious. That rap became the seed of a musical that would take years to grow. Workshops and early performances revealed the scope of the project. Miranda and his collaborators created songs that turned cabinet debates into rap battles, duels into lyrical showdowns, and personal rivalries into powerful ballads. The casting itself carried a radical message. Black and Latino actors portrayed the founding fathers, reimagining history as inclusive and modern. When the show premiered at the Public Theatre in 2015, the response was overwhelming. By the time it opened on Broadway, Hamilton was already a phenomenon. Audiences were electrified. Songs like My Shot captured the urgency of ambition. The Room Where It Happens dramatised political compromise with irresistible rhythm. Wait for It revealed Aaron Burr's philosophy of patience, while Satisfied showcased Angelica Schuyler's brilliance and sacrifice. Each song fused historical storytelling with contemporary sound, making the 18th century feel alive in the 21st. The cultural impact was immediate. Tickets sold out months in advance. Celebrities, politicians, and students flocked to see the show. Teachers incorporated Hamilton into classrooms to spark interest in history. The cast album, released in 2015, became a bestseller, reaching listeners far beyond Broadway. Fans memorized every lyric, quoting them in conversations, social media, and even politics. Awards followed. Hamilton won 11 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It earned the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Miranda himself became a cultural ambassador, interviewed by world leaders and honored for bridging art and politics. Beyond accolades, Hamilton entered the bloodstream of popular culture. Its lyrics appeared on protest signs, in classrooms, and even in speeches. The show also sparked debate. Historians praised its ability to engage audiences, but critiqued its simplifications. Some argued it overlooked slavery and women's voices in favor of political drama. Others celebrated it as a work that invited new generations to re-examine history. The controversy itself highlighted the musical's influence. Few Broadway shows inspire such intense cultural conversation. Hamilton's success was also economic. It became one of the highest-grossing musicals in history, generating hundreds of millions in ticket sales and merchandise. Touring productions brought it across the United States and abroad, from London's West End to Sydney, making it a global hit. Lottery systems allowed fans to access affordable tickets, turning Hamilton into both an exclusive event and a community ritual. The fandom around Hamilton became its own culture. fans created fan art, remixes, and online communities. The Hamilton mixtape, featuring stars like The Roots, Alicia Keys, and Kelly Clarkson, reimagined the songs for radio audiences. Young fans performed covers on YouTube. In this sense, Hamilton extended beyond theatre, thriving in the digital ecosystem. The filmed version released on Disney Plus in 2020 during the pandemic amplified the impact. Millions who could not afford or access Broadway now saw the original cast perform. Families watched together at home, singing along. The digital release preserved Hamilton for history, making it accessible in a way that live theatre rarely achieves. Politically, Hamilton left its mark. The casting of immigrants and people of colour as founding fathers resonated with contemporary debates about diversity. The line, "Immigrants, we get the job done," became a rallying cry. Politicians referenced the show in speeches. Its blending of entertainment and civic reflection made it a cultural touchstone. What makes Hamilton endure is its combination of spectacle and substance. It delivers dazzling choreography, catchy hooks, and emotional ballads while asking profound questions. Who tells your story? What does legacy mean? How do ambition and mortality shape human lives? These questions transcend history, resonating with audiences of every generation. Looking forward, Hamilton will be remembered not only as a hit, but as a turning point. It showed Broadway could embrace hip-hop and R&B as core languages, not side experiments. It proved diverse casting could retell old stories in revolutionary ways. And it reminded the world that theatre, at its best, can be urgent, innovative, and transformative. When I think of Hamilton, I think of the roar of audiences at the Richard Rodgers Theatre, of classrooms where students rap cabinet battles, of global tours that bring history alive in new accents and rhythms. I think of how a biography sparked a cultural explosion. Hamilton is more than a musical. It is a revolution in rhyme, rhythm, and representation.